When Frank bought a plane, he needed a hangar in which to park it. Soon, the plane wasn't the only thing in the building. In fact, visitors still come here to see that plane and much, much more. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
Then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Machine Repeat's having a huge summer unreserved online dealer auction in conjunction with Big Iron. Visit machinerepeat.com/auction to start bidding now. Find that piece of equipment you've been looking for. Get yourself a great deal. Go to machinerepeat.com/auction to see what's for sale. Every piece of equipment sells absolute. This is one auction you can't miss. Items are open for bidding now and close August 1st. Go to machinerepeat.com/auction. Unreserved, lien free, no buyer fees. Start bidding now at machinerepeat.com/auction.
Frank Phillips hit an oil gusher near Bartlesville, Oklahoma in 1905. Today, ConocoPhillips is the company he helped build. Many visitors to northeastern Oklahoma visit Phillips' Willow Rock Ranch home.
10,000 square feet, 9 bedrooms, 9 baths. It is as unique a lodge home as you will ever walk into.
Bob Frazier is CEO of the Frank Phillips Foundation and the Willow Rock Museum and Wildlife Preserve. The inside of the lodge is full of unique taxidermy.
Mr. Phillips was not a hunter. Most of those animals lived and died out on the ranch. But you'll see anything from deer to elephant to giraffe to camels.
The Phillips and his company used the ranch as a place to host guests.
Between the years of 1925 and 1948, the year of Mrs. Phillips' death, they entertained somewhere in the neighborhood of 200,000 people at that lodge.
But some items he acquired were simply too large to fit in the lodge.
He sponsored a plane in 1928 that won the Dole Pineapple Race from San Francisco to Hawaii. He brought it back, had to have a place to put it, so he had his guys go up on the hill and build a stone hangar.
Soon, Mr. Phillips was running out of room for the plane in the hangar.
He continued to buy more Southwest art, Navajo rugs. Friends bought him more and more of it, and he had more than he could fit into his lodge, and so he started putting it up there in the hangar. He was running out of room, so he added on to the hangar, and he kept pushing that airplane further back. Before long, he woke up, and he had a full-fledged museum up there.
What resulted was a 50,000-square-foot museum. That facility, the lodge, and wildlife preserve are all a part of the legacy of Mr. Phillips that can be seen by those who visit the ranch. Traveling the countryside in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McRae.